This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchem Abayim, welcome everyone. I would like to share with you a ha'ara on the parsha. At first glance, it may not seem so problematic, but upon further analysis, I think you'll agree that this is a serious issue worthy of our attention. The pasuk says, in Perek Yud Beis pasuk, Hey, Vayikach Avram es Sarai Ishtai, Avram took Sarai his wife, Es Loit ben Achiv, and Loit the son of his brother, the Es Kol Rechusham Asher Rechashu, and all of their possessions that they possessed. Targum says, V'yas Kol Kinyon Hain de Kenai, all of their possessions that they took ownership of. The question is, Asher Rechashu, that they possessed, what else do you do with possessions other than owning them? Why would it have to say, Rechusham Asher Rechashu, possessions that they possessed? That's what you do with possessions. You possess it. Those words are completely extra. In fact, in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Vav, Pasuk says, V'lo nasa oisam ha'aretz l'sheres yachdav, the land did not allow them to be contained together. Ki haya rechusham rav, their possessions were too many. It doesn't say, ki haya rechusham asher rachashu rav. And then again in Perek Yudal Pasuk Yud Beis, V'yikchu es loid v'es rechushay, they took loid and his possessions. It doesn't say, V'yikchu es loid v'es rechushay asher rachashu. And I looked around, and I found in one sefer that it raises this question, the sefer Berchas Yitzchak, of Baruch Yitzchak Yisachar Lowenthal. And I in Shem what he answers, V'Hashem Heir Einai, Hashem illuminated my eyes. I think there's a very important insight that we need to bring out, and that is why the Torah emphasizes Asher Rechashu. Reb Schwab asks, and I found this question that Rizal as well in Likutei Torah. Perek Yudal Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayikchu es loit, they took loit, Ve'es rechushai, and his possessions, Ben Achi Avram, the son of the brother of Avram. The possessions were the son of the brother Avram. Loit was the son of the brother Avram. So it should say, Vayikchu es loit, Ben Achi Avram, they took loit, the son of the brother Avram, Ve'es rechushai, and his possessions. Why talk about the possessions before we identify who they took? Vayikchu es loit, ve'es rechushai ben achi Avram. It sounds like the possessions were Avram's nephew. Should say vayikchu es loit his nephew, ve'es rechushai. By the way, that Rizal says it's because the neshama of Rava was in loit, and this is alluded to in the words rechushai ben achi is Rashi Tevois Rava, and that's why the Torah wrote it this way to alert us to this Rashi Tevois, but Reb Schwab says as follows. What caused Loit to go off? Why was Loit so attracted to Sadaim? Loit became very into the physical world. Loit became very into his possessions. There are two ways to interact with one's possessions. One could say, these are things that I own. This is not a critical part of my life. These are things HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. I don't identify by them. These are possessions that I possess. And some people become so into their clothing, their house, their car, they become personified and identified by it. Loit became so connected to his assets. Vayikhu es Loit. You know who Loit is? Ve'es rechushai. Primarily, it's his car, his clothing. And by the way, you know who he is? He's Ben Achi Avram. But more of an identifying mark was Ve'es Rechushai. Conversely, one has to be so connected to Ruchnias, one can be so connected to Ruchnias, that he can become identified by his spiritual pursuits. David HaMelech says, not Va'ani Mispala, not I Davin, Va'ani Tefila, I become personified by davening. Not ani oisa shalom, ani shalom v'chiyad daver himala milchama. Loit became loit es rechushai. David HaMelech became va'ani tefila. Let's go back to Perek Yud Beis Pasukei. Vayikach Avram, and Avram took es Sarai ishtai, Sarai his wife, ve'es loit ben achiv. Now loit is identified as not ve'es loit ve'es rechushai ben achiv. Now loit is a good guy. He's ben achiv. And what about the possessions? Ve'es kol rechusham. No, the possessions are only asher rechashu, that they happen to own. But they were not identified, not Avraham, not Lot. At this point in time, Lot was on a higher madrega. This is Mavur in Rashi. Rashi says that after Lot separated from Avraham, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk says that after Lot separated from Avram in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vashem Omar El Avram Achare Hipared Lot Me'imai. Says Rashi, Kozman Shaharasha Imai Hayad Dibur Pirash Mimenu. When Lot was with him, Hashem separated from him. So in the parentheses in Rashi, they ask, but earlier Hashem appeared to Avram. Vayira Hashem El Avram, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Vayira Hashem El Avram. No, Rashi says, then Lot was a good guy. Oh, so in the two psukim before, when Lot is still a good guy, then his possessions are not identifying him. Then it's Rechusham Asher Rachashu. And Lot is Ben Achiv. But the Pasuk is contrasting a different attitude. Later on, in Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud Beis, there he was Yikles Lot, that's Rechushai. The Rechushai described Lot. Now, the Rechusham to Lot were just Asher Rachashu, as they were to Avram. And therefore, at this point in time, when Lot was still a good guy, Hashem appeared to Avram. The difference between the possessions identifying Lot. However, earlier it says Asher Rachashu to indicate the possessions were merely theirs to possess, but not to reflect, not to determine, not to identify their essence. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.